What we're going to do in this session is to continue challenging our own business, to continue challenging what the business is doing to help us create the kind of life that we want to live, and to challenge it financially in this particular case, in this particular session. And we're going to look at the way the business delivers money to us, delivers its financial outcomes, its drawdown of income to us personally, and even its net profit. And ask ourselves the question, why aren't you, the business, delivering what my life really needs? And then build that into the new business plan. And I'm always confused when I visit a professional advisor and ask them, where's your business plan? Usually there's not one, but even when there is, I can't see the link between the business net profit and financial output and the life that the advisor is trying to live today. Now, what I usually see is an anticipation that the business will be so created and structured and designed and operated that eventually somebody will love it and buy it. And that financially, the advisor hopes, the professional hopes, will deliver the future that they really want. And I don't understand that way of thinking. Now, I'm not challenging the fact that you might want to sell your business for a number of millions, if you like. There's nothing wrong with having a 1 million or 5 million pound output from your life's work in this particular profession. But here's what I am questioning. That is usually not the way that you, the professional, most astute and well-trained financial and professional advisors, treat their clients and question them. What normally happens is that the professional advisor asks the client to look at future projected cash flow, not a lump sum that they're going to sell something for. What's the cash flow that you need month by month in your life, they ask. So now I'm going to be very personal within this session and challenge you and your business. Do you do financial planning cash flow reports for your clients? If you don't, I wonder what would happen if you did. I have to tell you, those that do find that the relationship changes significantly and they lock in the client to a much deeper quality and financially rewarding relationship altogether. So I'd certainly encourage that. But here's the question that I'm leading to. If really well-trained and qualified financial planners and advisors, professionals in their field, help their clients understand the future projected cash flow that they've created or need to create, why, oh why, do I look at a business plan and see no cash flow projections in the plan of that advisor? Why do I never see that kind of report done for the advisor themselves? It really is, you know, the cobbler's children has no shoes. Where's your cash flow projection? When you've developed your own cash flow projection, when you've treated yourself as well as you treat your clients, and that's driven into your business planning, you then wonder, well, why would I previously have ever developed a business that delivers what I don't want? To me, that's one of those duh questions. Why would I create something that delivers what I don't want? So that's certainly, that's to me, that's a must in business planning, to create a business that does that and drive that into a plan to deliver what you personally need in your life plus net profit. Now, what's really interesting and quite exciting about doing that exercise for you, what's the cash flow to live the life that I want today? How much cash flow do I need to create in order to live the life that I want? What you'll find is this: you don't need to sell your business sometime down the line for £1 million. You don't need to sell it in the future for £5 million. You could create the life that you want to live today by carefully structuring into your business planning the cash flow that you need today to live the life that you want today. That to me is common business sense, don't you think? So in concluding this session, here's my challenge to you. As you walk away from the session, sit down and start replanning your business. Before you even create the detailed business plan, have you used spreadsheets or financial planning software to plan your own cash flow projections and have that as part of your future business plan, so that your business is delivering the kind of life you want to lead as soon as possible, not when you sell it for £1 million to £5 million or whatever the case may be that you're dreaming of. Have you done that? When you do that, you'll realise it just makes so much more business sense.